the month of May is Healthy Vision Awareness Month, and we have with us Dr. Rupa Wong. She is a Harvard-trained physician, also a mom of three, here to give us some good advice to help with our child's eyes. Dr. Wong, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Thanks.
All right, let's talk about that. A lot of that screen time, and I guess kids or adults or people are spending a lot of time in front of screens. What does that do to our eyes? What kind of strain is that really putting on our eyes that we may not be aware of?
Well, first, your child may not even be aware that they've got symptoms going on from all their screen time. They may complain of headaches or blurry vision or squinting. So you always want to make sure that they get scheduled for a comprehensive eye exam with their eye doctor. But honestly, what I tell kids and parents is to take breaks from all that near work throughout the day to prevent eye strain symptoms. So a really simple rule is the 20-20-20 rule, where you, every 20 minutes, you take a 20-second break where you're looking at something 20 feet away. It just helps reset the eyes, refocus them so that they're not straining as much. Now, I try to limit the near work my children are doing because that screen time, all that near work, even just reading and studying, has been shown to influence the development of nearsightedness in kids.
You mentioned about kids in schools, and it's funny because a lot of times teachers are the ones that may notice if children have an eye problem because they're sitting at a certain part of the classroom or they won't be able to see the board. It kind of, there's a different level playing field when everybody's looking at a screen. The distance is different, so it's a good idea to get those eyes checked. How often should we get eyes examined?
I recommend once a year. Now, sometimes your eye care doctor might want to see your child more frequently than that, just if they have any specific conditions. But it's baseline once a year, especially just like you said, because typically teachers are the ones that pick up a lot of these nearsightedness with the kids squinting, not being able to see the board in the classroom. And with distance learning, we don't have that. They can't interact with the kids in the same way, and parents can't see it either.
So let's talk about also the summertime. We want kids to go outside, get outside, and we're, as a society as well, starting to open up things as well. Talk about the sun that we enjoy so much, but the damage that may have on our eyes if we need to protect ourselves.
So I'm a big advocate for kids spending time outdoors. There's just a lot of health benefits physically, mentally for them, but also on the eyes, which most people don't realize. There have been a lot of studies that have shown that 2 hours a day of outdoor time is actually really helpful at preventing worsening of nearsightedness. So that's super important to get your kids outdoors. But when they're outdoors, you want to make sure that they're protected from the harmful UV rays. So I recommend sunglasses. They don't need to be expensive, but even just your gas station sunglasses will have a little sticker. As long as it says 100% UVA, UVB, it's going to protect against the ill effects of ultraviolet light radiation on your eyes. And then a hat. Hats are great, too, especially if they've got a bigger rim, at protecting the eyes as well from all of that harmful ultraviolet light.
What is a good starting age for wearing sunglasses? At least to keep them on and then, you know, just not to lose them all the time.
It's a tough one. You know, I live in Hawaii, so we would take our kids to the beach starting at, you know, a couple months age, and I would put my kids in sunglasses even at that age. So the earlier, the better. There's never too soon to start wearing sunglasses.
We are talking today with Dr. Rupa Wong all about good eye health as well. And I guess most of what we talked about today applies to adults as well. We sort of focus on kids because we want to make sure they're good, but we got to watch for our eyes too, right?
Absolutely. It's always important for our parents. That's why I tell most of my parents, the patients, to follow these exact same recommendations as well, the 20-20-20 rule, sunglasses, hats. That's all really important. I mean, there's a big component of family history, too, with nearsightedness. And, you know, it's really important, though, that adults follow a lot of these recs.
And I guess we've talked a little bit about it, but maybe some symptoms or signs that we know that our child is struggling or needs to get, you know, proper eye care?
So if your child is squinting, has headaches, has difficulty recognizing faces, even watching TV, those might be signs that they might be nearsighted or require glasses, and it's time to get checked with a comprehensive eye exam. You know, sometimes some parents don't even know what the children might be seeing, especially if the parents themselves aren't nearsighted. So there's actually a website. It's coopervision.com, And on that website, they have a myopia simulator. Myopia is just another word for nearsightedness. And it shows you what the world looks like to a child with nearsightedness. So that's a really excellent resource. And on there is also this quick six-question quiz that you can take to find out the likelihood of your child developing myopia. Because the thing is, in the past, there was really nothing that we could do about nearsightedness worsening in kids. But now there's a new FDA-approved contact lens called MySight One Day, and it's developed and designed for myopia control, so in kids ages 8 to 12. So there's actually an action that we can take, and all of that is available on that website.
Again, the website is?
CooperVision.com. They can click on there, take a look at that myopia simulator, the quiz, and even find a MySight One Day certified eye care provider so that they can get their child a comprehensive eye exam, or if they're interested in this particular contact lens as well.
Doctor, you mentioned Hawaii. Are you joining us today from that state?
I am. I've lived here for 13 years, so it's 2 in the morning out here.
Oh, you're such a trooper. 2 in the morning, Bruce Van Dyke.
Well, we appreciate your time, and thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks.